Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Are you in the middle of turning your house into a home? Get down to Right Style Furniture, an Irish family-run spot that are actually sound and won't sell you a sofa that looks like it's out of a skip. The house package sales are unreal. Sofas, beds, dining sets, the full works from just €3,649. Plus, they're in Font Hill, Belgard and now Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Font Hill and Omni. Handy if you're working all day. I got my corner sofa off them and I need the fire brigade to get me up off the thing. Visit www.roystyle.ie. Right price, right style, right now. So I'm here with Eric Lawler this week. Eric, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure, Calvin.
I know you had a bit of issue finding parking and all, and that's why we delayed getting in and what have you with the weather and the traffic and all. It was on me again this week. I'll hold my hands up.
Half an hour.
I'm sorry. And I apologise.
You did.
I'm just saying, if it was Owen in here.
Yeah, but Owen is supposed to be in here. I'm coming in here spontaneously.
Spontaneously, you booked the guest.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
It's been half day for the last four months.
I don't want people to know.
And I came home from Sligo today after a tough night gigging in Sligo. Tough night gigging. It was great. And got home, had a bowl of soup, jumped back in the car and drove into town.
Did you drive up from Sligo yourself?
No, I got a train.
Well then.
Yeah, but do you know how stressful it is on the train?
I'd love to get the train.
Would you?
Yeah.
To where? From to your gaff to here?
Oh, I wish I could. We got the train to Belfast there last year and it was grand.
I know, I love the train.
The train's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the ones that have the tables and all.
Yeah.
The train is fresh.
And you've got a little socket beside you can charge your phone and all.
Now the Wi-Fi doesn't work, but like, other than that, you're bleeding fresh. Like,
what's the story of the Wi-Fi?
I think it's just one of those things that they say they have, but like,
to make them look
we're
modern.
To justify the price of the tickets. I've seen they're building a load of new gaffs out in City West.
Yeah.
3 and 4 bed, but they're starting at like $600,000. And on the brochure, it's like, oh, you're right beside City West Hotel and City West Golf Course. But the City West Hotel is closed because it's an iPad centre and the golf course is closed as well because of that. So I'm like, how can you advertise that when like they're not real amenities, you know what I mean? So I think that's what's happening here with the train.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we had Wi-Fi at some stage.
I think everyone in England now with the new, what's it, the new Metrolink come from the airport and the Lewis and all that.
Yeah.
Like everyone's going, oh, gaffs are going to be worth a million.
Yeah.
Fingless.
Yeah, in 2050, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's never happened. That's never happened. Sure, aren't you objecting to it?
Of course they are, yeah.
Some, I don't want to course or call them bad names, but they're fucking objecting to it.
Yeah, of course. Which would be an amazing thing for Fingless and for Dublin.
For Dublin, like for the whole city.
Yeah.
And like these crowds somewhere in the south side part of it where it's starting are like, no, we don't want that there.
Yeah. There'd be undesirables arriving in our community, that's why.
Undesirables?
On a train.
Yeah. Well, what about, it was the same in fucking Artane, Clontarf, when it flooded.
See the flooding there.
And they were like, no, we don't want any flood defences there. It'll obscure the view. I'm like, first of all, your gap is at least 200 metres away from the seafront.
Yeah.
It's not as if it's on your doorstep. You know, it was at the end of your driveway. I'd be like, right, fair enough, mate. It's a bit away. So you shouldn't have any say to that. And now the whole place is flooded.
I know. And they're like, oh, jeez. But they're all minted out there. It won't financially hit them. You know what I mean? Sandbags, walls. They're like, no. We need to be able to see the sea.
Yeah.
That's their motto. And it's bullshit because, as you say, 200 metres away, they probably can't even see it when the wall isn't there at the moment. They still can't see it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all going to change that.
You know what I mean?
But now it actually is at the end of the driveway. They got what they wanted.
They should build a wall and draw a picture to see.
But they got the sea closer to them now because they have no wall. Actually, the sea came to them.
I know.
Because it flooded.
It's mad. I was looking at, someone put up a picture of the Liffey there last week in town and it looked like it was about to come over the wall.
Yeah.
I've never seen it that full.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I remember years ago, probably about 20 years ago, the Tolka burst its banks. And I remember thinking, the Tolka? Like, I've never seen the Tolka above ankle height. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks ago, Sandyford and all flooded because the Dodder burst its banks. And I was like, the Dodder, I've never seen that above ankle height.
What's going on? Is there something called global warming?
Or poor planning?
Poor planning. There we go.
That's what I put it down to.
Let's blame somebody. Poor planning.
It's the same with Dublin City Council. Did you ever see there's always one part of the road that floods? And you're like, geez, I wonder why that is. Because that drain is blocked.
Yeah.
If you unblock that drain, that doesn't happen.
It's leaves falling onto the ground and blowing out the showers. Like, and that's what happens, yeah.
Oh, I let that go into the, yeah, into the
shower. My road outside my estate now, every time there's heavy rain, it gets flooded.
Yeah.
Like every year. Like, and now this year, more than ever, it's like a lake outside the bleeding estate. It's ridiculous. And people, you know, because it kind of slopes down and people are driving through the middle to minimise the water getting into the car. But then they're fucking coming onto head-on traffic then. Yeah. Everyone's going through the middle, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
We used to, not going to lie, back in the day, we were about 17, 18. Back when you're in that middle period of not in school but not walking, and one of the lads had a car, and we used to live for days like today.
And you'd drowning people.
Out the top of the road, and you just sit there and you'd wait. And he'd go foot to the floor. And you know the thing is, because you hear the car in such high revs, they're getting in front, they're looking, next of all, it's a tsunami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so bad.
We used to be hit, like, I used to get afraid that he's going to hit the path, because you can't see.
He's gone too close.
He's gone too close. You can't see where that path is because of the water. And I mean, there was cases where he'd hit it that hard, the water would go higher than the person. And I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, my fucking runners are wet, or my jeans are wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this is like head to toe, you're getting it. We used to do it all the time.
I got done last week. Where was he? There's a Parnell Street, somewhere in town. I wasn't obviously paying attention, there's puddles everywhere.
Could have been us.
I could have. Yeah, right. He looks familiar, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's not late today, isn't he? But he flew by, the car flew by, and it wasn't a full head to toe, it was like from the knee down.
Yeah.
But I kind of went, ah, Jesus, that was pretty cool. Classic.
Intentional?
No. It's just an accident, but it kind of felt like a comic book hero or something going, felt like it was in the bean or something.
Yeah.
Jesus, not that again. I walked across the road and I slipped on a banana.
Banana, yeah. And someone dropped a safe out of the window.
An anvil.
Yeah, an anvil. Yeah, an anvil. We were talking, so that's poor planning. But we were actually talking before this about something that the country does really well is air codes.
Air codes?
Air codes are unbelievable.
They've changed everything, Calvin. Nobody will not deliver something to your gaff. If they have your air code, you're getting it.
Yeah.
You are fucking getting it.
But you know what I love about it? When you go onto these websites and you can just put in the air code and everything else populates.
Yeah,
you don't need to put
address.
In all.
The,
yeah, you don't need to put in all that. You just put in the fucking seven characters. There you go, bang.
And goes, is this your address? Of course, is. You know it is.
Yeah, it's your code. Yeah. I'm the only one who has it.
Yeah,
I'm the only one who has it.
And that's the beauty of it. It's individual to every single house and apartment, as we mentioned as well.
Yeah, every letterbox in Ireland has its own unique air code, and I love it. And you know what I love about being from Dublin? That you know by the first three what part of Dublin you're in, so it's like D01, D02.
Yeah, that's you.
But then you go to Wexford and it's like fucking YZ or something.
Or
like
KH
that.
And all that.
Yeah, down. But like it doesn't match. It should match up to the reg plates.
Yes,
I think.
Yes,
you know what I mean? But it doesn't.
So Sligo, I was in Sligo last night. It could be SL, whatever it is. Then
and
after that.
Yeah, but it's not. What's yours in Galway, Siobhan?
H
makes no sense. Why is it not G?
Why are we singled out for our postal codes if everyone else isn't?
You're the only ones that had postcodes.
Well, that's a good point, Siobhan. Stop being smart. Stop coming up with logic.
Yeah, but I just don't see why, like, you don't have one as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Years ago, my dad's brother, a letter was posted out to him, and it was just like, the Walsh fella that's studying in NUIG to get his PhD. And it got to him in, like, Uachtaráid, which is my hometown.
Wow. Uachtaráid.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely part of the world, that. Lovely,
you know where that is?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a seasoned traveller of this country, Calvin, with the gigs and all, you know.
There's no way you gig down there.
In Uachtaráid?
Yeah.
No. You know what? There isn't that many places left in Ireland that I haven't gigged now.
There's about 18 buildings in the whole place, and Siobhan's family live in 16 of them.
Yeah, but you only have to gig in one of them.
True.
Yeah,
true.
One of them was a pub.
That's what the other one was. So one's a chipper, and then the other one's a pub.
No church?
Two churches.
Oh, wow.
Two churches
in an 18-house...
Church of Ireland as well.
Church of Ireland.
Diverse and all, yeah. Mm-hmm. Diverse.
Used to be an army barracks.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? They're covering all aspects now. But your gaff probably has a name, does it?
No.
You don't live in one of them gaffs?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know
my granny's gaff used to have a name?
Yeah.
Out in Dorky.
Yeah.
It was called Kephas. Kephas. No
what
idea
does
that
mean? Means. No?
No idea. Used to always see it and go, I should have maybe asked somebody, but I didn't.
I drive by a gaff on the way in here and it's called The Arches because it has a big like fucking...
Arch?
Yeah, like veranda on it with all like four arches, and I think it's a B&B as well, but I was like, that's just the name of that gaff.
Yeah.
Amy's ma used to have a gaff and it had a name.
So no number?
No number, just that's the name.
Is that what people write on the letter then?
Yeah.
When was... like it happened so seamlessly, the whole air code thing, but...
Yeah.
Did we all get a letter or saying this is your air code? I don't remember that. What happened?
I was like the only one in my gaff. It was like I was the correspondent in my ma's gaff. Because like even then when I moved out, I met my ma's gaff like 6 years, and like she'd put into the WhatsApp group, what's the air code? I'm like, I don't live there. You live there. I know. I still know it.
July 2015 air quotes came in. And Kephas was St. Peter.
Apparently. Wow. Apparently.
What do you mean? Was St. Peter. That's a stage
that's
name.
That's an...
also known... Dr. Dre, is it?
St. Peter, also known as Kephas.
Jesus, there we go.
The hill was made, Sleek.
That was a
city of the disciples, Sleek. That's what they call him at the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Turn him in.
Yeah, well,
you've got the party chicken. Oh, that's Kephas.
Yeah, Kephas is going to be at the gates as well when he's all going up there.
Yeah.
Kephas.
Yeah, just ask for Kephas when you get there.
Tell him what he sent you. Siobhan, thanks. That's like 55 years of me not knowing.
I mean, and I just Googled it.
In your company and find out. Maybe I should have Googled it.
Yeah. Can you name your gaff now? Or does it have to be a new build?
Do you ever see stupid gaffs though and they're named Anfield?
Yeah.
Old Trafford, yeah, and you're like, yeah, come on. Yeah. Hill 16.
You just
stop.
Look stupid.
Yeah. But it's probably not officially that. You just have the plaque on the wall.
What would you name it? What would you name your house now?
We don't know. But see, so as I was saying, Amy's ma, she since moved out of the house, but that was named. That was their family gaff. They built that and had a name. And I was like, this is mad. And then I was like, how are you supposed to find that address? Because like, if you go onto your road, let's say you live on Griffith Avenue and your number 27 Griffith Avenue. I know, I'm a postman, Eric Lawler, 27 Griffith Avenue. Right, if I get to Griffith Avenue, I just go through the numbers, yeah. I'll find Eric Lawler's gaff.
Yeah.
But if your gaff had a name, how am I supposed to know where Eric Lawler, whatever?
I know, especially if it's a big long road.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like, how do you know? And it's all down, like, oh no, the postwoman knows. But like, she's never always going to be the postwoman. Like, does she not take holidays? Does she not get sick? Is she not going to retire?
And,
yeah, there's going to be new people starting.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's all Walsh's on my road. All the same address, all Walsh's. He just has to know who's in which family.
What I would do is, if I was the postman, one of the Walsh's is getting all the Walsh's letters. Here, you know who your cousins and your aunties and your uncles are. Take all them. And
we do get mixed up a lot, to be fair.
In Fair City and RTE, some of the cast would get letters. Just to send to RTE, but the character's name would be on it.
No way.
So it'd be like, Carlos Milan, RTA, Fair City. And then somebody would remember, like if you're in, they go, oh, sorry, there's a bit of mail for you. And you're like, what, mail? And you read it and some mad
like fan mail, like?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Fan hate mail is what I'm trying to say.
They love to hate me. Yeah. So, yeah. No, the people enjoy the bollocks that he is, but it is, yeah, it's like, oh, you're an awful bollocks, but I love watching you. And when are you coming back? This kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nice, yeah. I suppose, you know, but it's so weird that they don't maybe try and find out. It's probably a good thing, actually. Don't find your
you
home address. Yeah. You just send it in to RTA Fair City Cults Blan. Not even my real name, yeah. Eric Lawler.
Yeah. You don't bother looking that up. Do you know what I mean?
That's, I know, yeah, yeah.
That, as you said, that could be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But someone from one post want to grant us here and let us know what's at the happening. Like, what, like, as I said, what happens if that postman is sick? What happens?
They obviously have some sort of, like,
they probably have a meeting in the morning and go, right, lads, We've got a bleeding. We've got a letter here for budgie smugglers. We better, you know where that is now. It's in between number 6 and number 9 on that road. That's probably what they do.
Presume so.
Yeah, I know.
Budgie smugglers. Yeah. Anyway, imagine calling a gaff budgie smugglers.
Yeah. That's, so sorry, you asked what would you name the gaff? It's a tough one, isn't it? Is any like famous houses from films?
Amityville.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not happening. Fuck that. Fuck. Do you know what keeps
the White House?
People keep all that haunted stuff keeps coming up on my algorithm now on Instagram, and I'm trying to avoid it because,
right,
like, I've seen a girl put up a video and it's her daughter running down the hall and she.
Oh, these aren't real videos, are they?
Yeah, okay, it's not like, right, these are not made up, right. And it's like her daughter runs down the hall and my name's like Abby, and she's like, ah, Abby, and then the daughter's like, ah, and then you hear someone going, ah, Abby, but like if you watch the video, you're like, oh yeah, that's grand. But I read the caption on it, and when you watch it again, you're like, oh my god, I was like, yeah. Fuck, that was the scariest thing ever. Scrolling through, it's like football, someone falling, blah blah blah. Next of all, someone else on their version of some hunting, and I was like,
oh, I know.
Felt like just fucking me phone out the window.
I had to, the algorithm's such a mad thing, isn't it? Like, obviously, the world is consumed at the moment with Epstein.
Yeah.
And I watched a couple of them videos, and that's all I'm fucking getting at the moment. And I'm actually, from my own mental health, Calvin, I'm actually stopping. I'm not even looking at my phone anymore. Or I'm trying to watch funny cat and dog videos.
Yeah.
So they'll get more of them kind of thing.
They dilute it back.
Change the algorithm, you know.
Do you see, people were doing that thing there the last few days. It's like, what your algorithm is. People were sharing it on the story. But I'm like, obviously, do you know what an algorithm is?
Yeah.
First of all, do you know, by definition, do you know what an algorithm is? It's not a horoscope.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, so today you're going to watch football videos and training.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's personalised to you.
It's based on what you're watching.
It's telling you what you're doing. And you're like, oh my god, it knows me so well. Yeah, obviously. That's like ordering a pair of runners that are size 8, and then size 8 runners showing up and be like,
whoa, they know. Size and all.
They fit.
And like, they were the ones you picked.
Yeah, that's mad. Same colour and all.
I algorithm love when you is the dancer. Real like conservative Americans being like, oh, like TikTok is just full of filth. It's just full of like OnlyFans girls and like porn and stuff. You're like, no, because that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. What it says about you, you're exposing yourself. Back to the house thing. So you said Amityville. The Fortress of Solitude is not a bad one.
The Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah.
That's a bit dramatic.
That's Superman's cafe.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Fortress of Solitude. Wonder the postman knew where he lived.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, because he lives on his own, isn't it? Solitude. And that, Solitude is like being on your own, yeah.
The what wasn't it? Or Smallville, isn't that the town he was
that's
from?
That's a town. Yeah. But like where, when he's Superman.
Oh, up in the air.
Is then, or is Leia, it's the Fortress of Solitude. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Well, you live in a yellow gaff, so right. Maybe something lemony or custardy.
The submarine or something. It. Yeah.
The submarine, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
The whole estate is yellow, just yellow gaffs.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like Ballymore or something?
Not like that. It's kind of a pale yellow. It's not yellow. It's kind of yellow.
Yeah.
A yellow paint a hue different of yellow. Colour.
It's nice. It's not too... It's much better, obviously, in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, brings out the sun.
Are you allowed to paint it?
You are, but nobody's painted it any differently. There's maybe different shades of yellow in this state now, but...
People are probably afraid to bite the bullet and go for it. Like, imagine you paint your gaff blue... I wonder how long it'll be before you see another blue gaff. You know what I mean?
Or people would change different colours, then we could go full Ballymore.
Yeah.
That actually
like cool. Cove is like that, isn't it? Cove.
Yeah.
Have you gigged in Cove?
And Dingle. Have you gigged in Cove.
Yeah.
And Dingle. I gigged in Dingle for the first time ever only a couple of months ago with Enya Martin, not Enya the singer.
Yeah. That would have been good though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. or a no go flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going on after you, Enya, right? Yeah. Just bored of shit out every half an hour then and I'll come on do the jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sailor walk, sailor walk, sailor walk.
Well, I don't know. Fortress of Solitude is a good one. It'd be hard, pay, but that's a lot to be putting on a letter then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Colin O'Brien, Fortress of Solitude.
What was Father Ted's gaff called?
It's just Craig Yule and Parochial House, isn't it?
Right, Parochial House, yeah, you're right. No, you couldn't really call it that.
The Parochial House, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
But then people will be dropping all the letters to the church then, probably.
If you get all the church collection, maybe.
Maybe,
right,
yeah.
Into a gaff, cash it only.
Do priests still live at the churches? Because I know... The church in Fairview is where we made our communion confirmation and there is a gaff to the right of that. But I'm from Sean McDermott Street and Lord Church doesn't have a gaff. So where does that priest live? You know what I mean?
You know, the first 4 years of my life, Calvin, I lived in St. Bridget's Cottages there in Eastwell.
At the Stony Road there?
Yeah. That's where I'm originally from, would you believe me?
That's not Eastwell, that's the Strand.
Well, the Strand, sorry. Yeah.
At the fire station.
Yeah. So we were, my first 4 years were there. So I'm actually... A townie.
Yeah, you are, yeah, basically. Yeah, like I'd claim.
And then we moved to Finglas.
Yeah.
You know, and then the rest of the kids were born.
Yeah. Are you the oldest?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. By 4 years. Yeah. That's a big gap.
Yeah.
But back then, I must have been pointing or something, buddy.
And my dad's deaf. He didn't know it was time for the ride. He was like, what? Come on, I'm ready.
Yeah.
He's watching the football.
Because my dad moved out to Finglas when he was young.
Did he?
Yeah, from town out to Finglas. He didn't last time they came back in, eh?
So many people have done that. Like even on my road in Finglas, there's so many people on the road when we were growing up that all came from town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
But my neighbour's from town. Now he's an elderly man, but like he's from Mary's Mansions, which is like across the road from my gaff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So he's like, fucking, I thought I was getting away at Miley's townie. So I was like, and he's my mate's cousin.
Jesus.
That's like when people say it's a small world, you don't realise. Siobhan, you know, like I always say it jokingly because my missus is from Wexford. And I was like, how'd you end up with her? I was like, because we're all related in town. So I just wanted to be sure that I definitely wouldn't be related. So I went as far to south as I could go. But like, everybody in town is related.
Yeah.
Everybody. There's about five families in town. It's literally like the mafia. There is.
Represent about 100,000 people.
It is though. It's just five at the top. And then, like you can pick any random person in town. Yeah. And I guarantee they could be traced to five families.
So the degree of separation would only be about two or three.
Not even.
One or
like,
two.
Some people are related on both sides.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a triangular cousin. So, like, my cousin on my ma's side. Yeah.
Triangular cousin.
A triangle of cousins.
Oh,
so. So I have a cousin on my ma's side. Yeah. And then I have a cousin on my dad's side. And then they're both cousins as well. So, ma's sister. And my dad's sister.
So come here, when people from town get together, are they like going through birth certs and all going, come here,
you'd want it.
Let me tell you, we don't want fucking to mess up.
What do you have in Iceland? Do you know why they have that app in Iceland? They have an app in Iceland that you know you're not going to, there's no incest.
Whoa.
Yeah, that you can like put your name in and she puts her name in and then it tells you. Make sure you're not related.
A buzzkill.
Yeah.
You know, you fancy someone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh bollocks.
Yeah. It's your cousin. You should have known he's fucking lived together. You're like, yeah, I thought we were just taking it a bit quicker. But there's only like 300,000 people or something in Iceland, isn't there? So it's like very, very, very slim pickings.
They have a population problem. There's a lot of countries, like Japan, I think, has a population problem now.
Serious decline, yeah. But do you know who else has? China has it as well. Because they went with the one baby system for years.
There's too many of them.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, hey, wait, hang on.
Now there's not enough of us. Yeah. No, but they still have like, still like 1.2 billion in them. But like in 30 years, that'll just decline rapidly because you're going to be a grandparent with one grandchild and that grandchild is going to have one child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying to. And plus as well, didn't they, with some shenanigans going on when people found out they were having girls? You'd rather have boys.
Shenanigans.
You know
shenanigans.
What I mean? I don't know what the word is, Siobhan. I'm trying to keep it.
No, shenanigans is nice and easy.
So nice
and,
fill in the blank, like
the daytime TV word. But
yeah, but you know where I'm coming from there. So now they just have a load of fellas. There's no way of continuing the population on. But in Japan, they will have a problem. But like their life expectancy is like into the 90s or something, isn't it?
That's part of the problem, though. They've no one to mind them when they're all living really long.
They're all fresh, though. You don't need minding.
They're all full of health. Yeah.
They're in the blue zone.
And all.
Yeah. Do you know how you keep these people? You don't need minding. Give them a purpose.
Yeah.
I always say, you see elderly people, right? And they'd be grand. And then, as you said, they'd have a fall. We were talking about people falling. All old people, what's the biggest cause mortality for old people? Just falling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd have a fall. They'd have to get like an operation or they'll bang their head and they'll have a little stay in hospital. Then they get out and it's like, right, you fell on your way to the shops because you slipped. Stop going to the shops and you'll see they'll decline rapidly.
Yeah.
They're dead within a year because they've no purpose. What, you just sit in the gaff and waste away?
It also it also happens at a younger age as well when people stop working. Mm. You know, like at 65, 66, whatever it is now, they stop working and then in a year or two they're dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
No purpose, Whereas my nana is in her late 80s now, and she's basically still rearing me cousins. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
and she's fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, well, she's... goes on her holidays, loves a drink.
She goes for a walk and all that.
Yeah, like she go and get her messages.
Yeah, brilliant.
Like during COVID and all, like she was uptown, trolley full of shopping, gone. You know what I mean? Shoplifting. No, but like she is still active. You know what I mean? And like she's well with her. She knows what's going on in the world, and she knows everybody. Like she knows all the grandkids, and like she's a great, great grandmother now. Like, but what she reared me cousins, and now me cousins are moving out, but like they live in the area, so they basically still live there, and now they have kids. And she, like, they're sending videos into the family group chat, and you see me nana's there bleeding, changing nappies and winding kids and all. Like, it just keeps on going. And I was like, that's exactly what you want.
Yeah.
You don't want none of this. Oh, that's terrible. No, that's what she wants. Yeah. That's what we want as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need, this.
My ma's fit as a fiddle now, and it's because she walks. She walks everywhere. And my dad's going, Do you want a lift? I'm going, no. Yeah. I can walk. If it's raining, she might take a lift.
Yeah, of course.
But she walks, and she's like, how old is my ma now? 78. But you would never know why you're sitting by her and how active and how sharp she is and all that.
Fresh, yeah.
Yeah, she's flying around because she keeps herself active. I think if you're stuck at home doing nothing, you just fade away.
That's it.
Security.
Yeah, and that's it. They're saying as well, so I was kind of joking about old people falling, but if you keep your mobility and you work on your stability now, that's what is going to save you.
That's what I'm doing. Like, I go to the gym 4 times a week now, Calvin, but I spend a good 20 minutes... do mobility exercise, you know, the hips, the lower legs, and all of that will help your balance as you get older.
Exactly.
I want to be I want to stay as active as long as I can. Do you know what I mean? I know people say, oh, I can't wait till I'm out sitting down watching the telly doing nothing else.
I'm doing that now.
Pretty quickly before.
Doing that now. But like simple stuff like that, because I had that little kick when I was turning 30. I was like, this is it. Once you turn 30, it's downhill. And you know what really affected me? Football. Because John was like, he's 29, he's finished. And I'm like, I'm 29, I don't play football. I must be well finished. You know what I mean?
And he's a fit as fiddles.
Yeah, like this fella's a fucking athlete on 300 grand a week and they're saying he's finished. He's not even 30 yet. Whereas,
that's a good example, Calvin. Footballers are retiring older now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I always say it, Eric. 39 in 2006 is different to 39 in 2026.
100%.
Because you've spent the last 20 years looking after yourself. Mm-hmm. Whereas back then, when it came to July, they were on the piss, on holiday, not training. You're coming back overweight. Going out with a few drinks. Now I know kind of the drinking culture died down, but they were still doing it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Look at Rooney.
Yeah.
The second Rooney stopped playing football, look at him, he's unrecognisable. But then like there's Ronaldo, 40, 41 or something he is now. He's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
So it's all about looking after yourself. But even now, as a normal person, as the fucking Joe Soap, look after yourself. You're only gonna age as rapidly as you determine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the more
invest in yourself.
Exactly though, but the more you do now, you'll be thanking yourself in 10 years. You know, and it's never too late to start.
No.
But the only thing is you'll wish you started sooner.
Yeah. I mean, actually, another thing my ma does is Tai Chi.
Fuck off.
Yeah, she does Tai Chi. But it's all women of her age, and they do just a little centre up in Finglas there, and she loves it more for the social side of it.
Yeah.
Because after the Tai Chi's finished, they all go downstairs and have a big cup of tea and a big natter.
Yeah.
She loves that. You know?
Tai Chi, the cups of tea.
Yeah. Tai Chi, cups of tea, Tai Chi. But she loves it, and she's like, oh, Tai Chi tomorrow. Going, ah, nice of that. Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah.
She was so excited.
Punching people around. Is it karate, is it?
No, it's not. It's kind of just movements, like, kind of yoga-esque.
Is it? Yeah, I thought it was a form of martial art. No, Tai Chi.
I mean, unless she's learning something on the sly and she doesn't want to tell us about it. But
yeah, just in case when you step out of line. Yeah. Group out of line. Never too over a clatter, Eric.
All right, man, sorry. Your stay was lovely. Just a little more.
Before we get back into the podcast, a quick shout out to Whoop, who are supporting the podcast with an incredible competition. All the Talking Bollocks listeners can sign up right now and get 1 month free. Whoop will send you out the device free of charge, and you can try it for 30 days and see what your body's really telling you. But there's an exclusive competition as well. Anyone who signs up for the 1 month free trial at join.whoop.com/bollocks will be entered into a draw to be upgraded to a 12-month Whoop membership with an accessory kit, a sleep and recovery stack, a pair of Nike Alpha Flyers, and a ticket for the Troika Race 3 this coming April, all worth over €1,000. This is an offer that's honestly too good to turn down. So don't forget, head to join.whoop.com/bollocks. Sign up for the 30-day free trial and be in with a chance to win that unbelievable prize. Well, all thanks to the lads over at Whoop. Well, come here, you said you were in Sligo last night.
Sligo last night. So the Sligo Comedy Festival kicked off yesterday, and I was the first show, and it was in Strand Hill, which is outside, about 15 minutes outside Sligo Town. So I had to get train out to Sligo, and then I got a bus from Sligo Town up to Strand Hill. But, geez, they really look after you down there. Gorgeous hotel. Do you like chowder? Do you ever try chowder?
Never tried, not in the seafood.
Oh, Calvin. All right, it's... Ah, oh, it's just, do you like chowder? No, sorry, I'm preaching to the non-converted here.
Yeah.
I love chowder, especially out in the west of Ireland.
Yeah, they fresh.
Proper fucking chowder, yeah. Like, you know. So before the gig last night, I had a bowl of chowder and a lovely creamy pint of Guinness. And then I went down and the gig was sold out.
Lovely.
The place was bouncing. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. And there was two other acts that were on before me, two kind of local acts. And they did great. And I was going, they did great, Wendy Fuggins. But it was a whopper gig, loved it. And your man that runs it, Brendan, so I used to run a comedy club down in Sligo, would you believe?
You did?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
You living down there?
No. So I was approached by this fella who ran a venue down there. Fifth on Teeling, it was called. So it was like a big bar, nightclub and all that. And he was like, I'd love to get a comedy club in there. And he asked me, we had a meeting, and he started talking money and all that. And I said, right, I'm in. So he says, look, once a month I'll bring down a different lineup, you know. Yeah. I ran it for about a year. It was a great thing. So they put me up. They'd give me a fee, pay the comedians, we'd all get fed, we'd all have a few drinks. I'm not sure it was financially sustainable for them in the long run, but we got a good year out of it, like, you know. But I met Brendan, who runs the Sligo Comedy Festival at that time, and he's always said to me, I'd love to get a Sligo Comedy Festival going. And the first one, I think, was maybe 7-8 years ago, and I helped him put the lineup together. I got in touch with comedians and said, look, this fella's deadly, he's great, look, you look after it and all that. And each year it's just grown and grown and grown. So he deliberately booked me to be the opening act. And then he went up and said a few words and said, this next fella now, if it wasn't for him, this Sligo Comedy Festival wouldn't be happening. And I was going, that's a bit much. Like, I gave you a few phone numbers at the start, like, you know. But it was a lovely, lovely, nice moment, like, you know, recognition. And already as they walked on, they were all going, yay! It was like, I felt like a hero.
Yeah.
But then you obviously have to deliver. And it was great. Buzzing. It was a great gig. And then he had an open mic music session on afterwards. They were trying to get me to go up and sing. I was like, no, I don't sing, lads.
Yeah.
Loads of outfielders with guitars singing songs. There was a fella singing a song last night. Well, he says, now this next song, he says, I watch people, he says, and there's a group of women at a bus stop, and just listen to the words. I think you might understand where I'm coming from. You know, when you sit there and you observe other people's lives and you hear these things, and he starts playing the guitar, and his first word is, fuck you! I was going, what the fuck is that? He was just throwing us a bleeding curveball, like, yeah. You know, just anything, just to swear.
And is that on for the whole week now?
Yeah. So that runs up till Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, there's some great comedians going down there. Like, you know, it's a real... I love Sligo because it feels intimate, you know what I mean? There is one big venue there, the Hawkswell Theatre, which is a great venue, but a lot of the other gigs are in pubs,
yeah,
you know, but with great rooms. Like, you can't, like, that's myself and Willa were talking about this recently. Like, a lot of pubs in Dublin are getting in touch with me and Willa to do gigs, and of course, we'd love to do them, but then you go to the pub and you're like, oh man, there's no way this will work in here.
Yeah, it's not a pub. Yeah. It's not a venue. Exactly. It's just a normal pub.
And there's loads of alcoves and pillars. And you're like, what the fuck are they going to see us? Like, you know what I mean? I know they can hear us. And a lot of people think, ah, no, just care. We'll just give you a mic, just do your joke.
Yeah, stand on the table there.
It's not that easy. You need it set up properly. Another thing as well is, like, I get asked to do a lot of weddings. And I'm at the point now where I go, I will do your wedding, but this is what I want from you. Like, traditional wedding setup is the stage where the band is playing, then there's a big fucking dance floor and people's tables around the dance floor.
Yeah.
But when you're a comedian on stage, they're miles away from you. Yeah. Miles away, and you need connection. So I say to the couple, I say, look, if you really want me, I ask you to do one thing for me, and it only takes 10 minutes. Take all the chairs from the tables and put them on the dance floor in rows in front of the stage. And they're like, really? I swear to God, watch. And a few couples have done that. And what's happening then is, not many people at the wedding know there's a comedian coming on, but then you see all the chairs in a row and they're all sitting down going, the fuck is this all about? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And then you come on and they're like, ah, deadly comedy. Like, you know, but what's happening the other way is they're all so disconnected. They're miles away from you. You're doing your jokes and they all start talking to each other and all.
And some have their back to you as well.
Yeah. And you end up kind of, you're at the top table where the wedding party is, and you're kind of just doing the gig for them.
Yeah.
And the rest of the 200 or 300 are all just chatting to each other.
Yeah, like, so boxy.
It's painful. I mean, you get paid well for it.
Yeah.
But I say, look, if you want this to be a success, do that one thing for me.
Yeah.
And it works, you know?
Yeah. I've been to Sligo. Is Lahinch in Sligo?
Clare.
Yeah, sound. Forget about that then.
It's in the west, though.
No, I've definitely been in Sligo. I've stopped off and I've driven through it.
Ben Bulbin.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic looking mountain, that is.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah. Is that the one the IRA has put the messages on?
Allegedly. Maybe. Oh, you used to do a big painting, like?
Yeah.
Brits, right?
Yeah.
OIT.
Yeah.
Brits, OIT.
Is this Siobhan?
They say that's where the Giants used to have their dinner.
Right.
You know, that Ben Bulbin would be that table.
Right. Phil Hill
apparently was a big Giant. Yeah. He used to hang out and have his dinner.
Am I right, Siobhan? Yeah.
Are you?
That's where they used to put the messages.
Graffiti.
Yeah. We had to go to Donegal a few years ago to collect something. So we had to go up, order it, and then a week later, go back up and collect it. So the first time we went up, we drove up through the north. And then the second time we went up through Sligo.
The scenic route,
yeah, it was class.
That's beautiful over there.
I need to see more of the country. I was down in Enniscorthy last week, stayed in a hotel down there. And like, I've been through Enniscorthy loads of times, but I'm like, I'm not in the hotel stays in Ireland because the price of them was like, you may as well go away, you're guaranteed the weather. But I'd like to see more of the country, you know what I mean? I don't see enough.
The Wild Atlantic Way.
Yeah.
I've done that. And not like, I happen to be on it, like, I remember I was doing this thing years ago, Jason McAteer. We were doing these gigs around the country where the first one was in Letterkenny, and then the next one was in Sligo, and then the next one was in Galway, and then the next one was in Limerick. So we went all the way down the Wild Atlantic Way, and my Jesus, it is, believe the hype.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You're like, oh my God, this is Ireland.
Yeah. Look, I've been to Clare. We've camped at the Burren. We've went to Achill. Like, we've been over that neck of the woods. We've been in Galway a few times. Like, it is lovely. Do you know what I mean? It is like a different part. Like, sorry, it is like another world.
Yeah, it is.
Completely, when you see it. Like, I always tell people when I come down, go see the West.
Yeah.
The West is much nicer than over in fucking Dublin.
And you see what the fuss is. You see the way foreign tourists get so enamoured about Ireland, how much they love it. And you go, and you're like we're in Dublin, we're like, what the fuck? Like, leading Kip.
Yeah.
And then you go over that side and you go, ah.
What I imagine Ireland is to the outside, like the mitts and the green fields and the fucking the fiddly diddly and leprechauns, that's what they get from the West.
Yes.
You know what I mean? 100%. That's what you see, that, like, Cliffs of Moher and all this fucking classic.
Iron jumpers and fiddles and bowls of steel.
Even like the Aran Islands and even Achill. Like, Achill's unbelievable. It's just miles away.
Yeah.
it's just too far.
They're trying to do it on the east side now. They're saying, you know, what's the east called?
Ireland's Ancient East.
Ireland's Ancient East, yeah.
It's the equivalent of the World Atlantic Way.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
No.
Like, I mean, I think you probably have to go through Dundalk. And look, as much as I love Dundalk, it's a kip.
Yeah.
I shouldn't really say that.
What's the advertisement over here? What's ancient about it?
Like
the infrastructure,
I think it's like Kilkenny and all, you know.
Yeah, and the Hill of Tara, like, and all that, and
Vikings and
Druids Glen. And
does Kilkenny count as the east?
It's a medieval city.
What do you mean?
Kilkenny's more central, no?
Well, it's kind of on the east as well, southeast. Like, it's the Marble City. It's a medieval city. Like,
oh, yeah, but I wouldn't call it. It'd be more central than fucking east. Like, when you're thinking southeast, you're thinking Wexford, Waterford. What'd you call it, Kilkenny?
The north.
Kilkenny, Carlow will be more central, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Carlingford.
It's all east Carlow. Once you come past Athlone, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
True, Athlone's right in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Brilliant place for an IKEA.
For what?
An IKEA.
Yeah, it would be.
Athlone. Best place in the world for an IKEA.
An IKEA?
IKEA.
Oh, right. Jesus, I thought it was
an IKEA, yeah.
It was a brand mashup there between IKEA and IKEA.
Yeah. No, an IKEA, because the whole country converges, because it's just one big fucking, like, motorway. It's like you slingshot yourself out. You know that thing what they do in all the space films, where, like, they use the gravitational pull of a planet to slingshot yourself around? That's what you're doing at Lone. It's like there's this motorway, and you slingshot yourself to wherever you want to go in the country.
Yeah.
You want to go to Limerick, you go through at Lone. You want to go to Galway, you go through at Lone. You slingshot yourself. Where are you going? Oh, I'm looking to go to fucking Uchtarard. Yeah, no, but you're getting off here.
I suppose
you're
if you're in at Lone, no, nothing's more than 2 hours away.
That's what I'm saying. So if you had that there in a big, like, fulfillment centre, mm-hmm. it'd be like, right, what's he at the order? And bang, it's gone. You know what I mean? Whereas
so
it's
that's
like,
where IKEA should be based.
That's where I think so, yeah, instead of Ballymun.
Instead of Ballymun.
You know what I mean?
What did I say? When IKEA came to Ballymun, what did I say? Oh, yeah, the reason they did that was because people with flat caps want to pack flats with flat packs.
Right. There you go. There's
you like that little tongue twister? People with flat caps want to pack flats with flat packs.
Yeah, well, there we go. There we go.
IKEA still won't take it up.
Yeah, I wonder why. See, yeah, you were saying that about Sean McKill being a giant. See, yeah. When we were like doing that in school, he was never a giant. He was just like this big fucking
muscly guy.
Yeah, like a normal fit fella, but like a warrior that people idolised.
Yeah,
and he had the tagline of being like a giant, but like he'd be 6'5".
Yeah,
and then all the other proper giants were like, right, I'll fucking show you a giant. And that's where the Giant's Causeway story came from, because your man who was coming from Scotland was a real giant. Whereas Sean McKill was like, mate, I don't want to fight. Like, yeah. I'm not a real giant.
No, you're a real giant. This is a nickname, pal. Whoa, yeah. whoa.
And that's where the story comes from, that they dress him up as a baby. So when the giant comes and sees him, he's like,
he's
well, if his baby is a fully grown man, he must be gigantic. You know what I mean? As you were saying.
He dressed Phil McHugh as a baby.
Do you never hear the story of the Giant's Causeway?
That's a bit bleeding.
Do you never hear the Giant's Causeway story?
A baby fetish.
What do you think happened to the Giant's Causeway?
I've never really understood the story, or never really heard the story.
Do you know why it's called the Giant's Causeway? No.
Because giants.
So, Fionn MacCool, obviously, was this warrior from back in the day, and there was a giant in Scotland. He was like the best warrior in his clan. I was like, right, well, I'm going to go over and I want to fight him, and we'll see who the biggest giant is. But, like, I never was told he was a giant, I was told he was a warrior. But this fella who was coming from Scotland is a giant. So, the giant built this bridge pathway from Scotland to Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And there were all these steps. Yeah, he picked up all these boulders and threw them into the sea and built a pathway over. But Fionn MacCool knew he was coming. He's like, I don't want to fucking fight this fella. He's bleeding. Yeah. He's a giant.
Yeah.
So his wife was like, right, look, we'll put this bonnet on you. We'll dress you as a baby. And they put him in the crib. So he came to Fionn's gaff. He knocked at the door and he's like, I'm here to fight Fionn MacCool. And the wife was like, he's not here. He's gone off hunting or something like that. But he'll be back in a while. Do you want to come in and wait? And when he came into the house, he was like, who's that? And he's like, oh, that's my son.
Newborn.
Fully grown man. And he was like, well, if that's the son, the elflin must be fucking a proper giant. So he left then. And, oh no, he bit his finger or something like that. He was like, goo goo gagging with the baby. And Fionn bit his finger off.
Bit the giant's finger off?
Yeah. Do you know, like a baby. Do you know, a baby bites your finger. Yeah. Did that. So the giant said,
the baby's got a full set of teeth.
Yeah. So the giant was like, fuck that, I'm out here, and ran back to Scotland, but on the way destroyed the bridge. So that's why some of it is still remaining.
Right.
And I was like, that's a bleeding deadly story. And then I remember my teacher was like, and the stones are still there. I was like, that's fucking class. I went to the Giant's Causeway a few years ago. It's not a bridge. It's literally like, have you seen it?
Out into the sea.
Like, but it's not even out into the sea. It's not in stones. It's like one solid piece. So it's not like staggered. You know what I mean? It's not like, here's a stone, and then in 10 yards, there's another stone, and 10 yards, it's just one solid piece.
But they're all different levels.
Yeah.
Like it is.
Yeah.
It is. Like I've been up there. I went up to the Bushmills.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's up there. Yeah.
And I spent the night up there and it was fucking gorgeous. But, and I went up to, part of the day was going up to the Giant's Causeway. First time ever there. It is pretty impressive though.
Yeah. But it's purely from volcanic activity. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What? So you didn't. That baby story isn't real.
What?
No, but I mean, like, the way the story is sold as, like, oh, this is the start of a pathway. I was like, that's nowhere near the start of a pathway. Like, how did, like, you know, if it was spaced out, Siobhan, as in, like, you know, like, in stacks or something.
It's a myth. Like.
But there's other myths out there that are more believable than that.
Irish mythology is bleeding
the
dead.
The Salmon and Otter as well was Fiamma Cooley.
Yeah.
You wonder whether there's more films made about it.
That's what I don't... Do you know what we need to do? For Paddy's Day, I think they should make that a festival. And Paddy's Day be the end of the festival. And at the start of the week... Be like have different events all around the country that lean into the culture
mythology
of the mythology and then have Irish acts playing the likes of yourself, but you can have comedians, you can have like storytellers, spoken word, all that.
I'll dress as a baby sitting in a crib,
no problem but like lean into the literature, lean into the mythology, lean into the humour, and then on Paddy's Day itself have one big fuck off concert in the Tree Arena, get Dermot Kennedy to play whoever like the big Irish acts are at the time. Get three or four of them to play and
Apple
bang
and all that.
You're guaranteed to sell it out. You know what I mean? It's like that hot press thing they done there last week. If you bring the accent, people will go to it. And then you have a whole week celebrating what it means to actually be Irish.
Big shout out to Willa. It was on the Tree Arena.
I've seen that, Keith Barry,
Keith Barry. He was on a podcast there a few weeks ago. So you said, here, minutes before Pete starts. So he went in, had a look at him, and he was great. 5,000 there. Great show, I have to say, for Keith Barry. I'm very sceptical about all that, I have to be honest. Very sceptical. But on the two occasions he was on our podcast, he fucked my brain up completely. I'm going, how did he deal with that?
Yeah.
And even some of the stuff he did there on a Saturday night, you're like, wow. Now, I'm sure there's loads of people going, yeah, well, I mean, nobody knows.
I'm sceptical as well, but the only reason I'm sceptical is because he's done it to Terrence. Didn't do it to me when he was on our podcast. And then he done it on our live show as well. And...
It was Terrence again.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Maybe Terrence is more suggestible?
Yes.
Right, okay. And you be on your guard?
Not just that, but the fact he did it to him, he didn't do it to me as well.
Right.
Like, if he had done it to me, I'd be like, how did he do that? Not just that he's suggestible, I mean, like, he did it to a different person.
He did, well, in the last episode we did with him, he did both me and Willa.
Yeah.
Different things we did. He did one thing with me, then he did another thing with Willa later on, and both of us were like, what the fuck? On the fourth episode he did with us, he says to me, he says, Eric, I want you to think of someone you used to fancy years ago, And I'm going, all right, yeah. I remember as a kid, or in my teenage years, I was obsessed, infatuated with Belinda Carlisle. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. She was gorgeous. I even sent her a letter inviting her to me Debs.
You're Debs. You're way too old in your Debs to be doing stuff like that.
Excuse me, what? Siobhan, what'd you say? I'm way too young or old.
You know, things I've had. This woman has done some very questionable things in her life. And you know, things I've had when Siobhan Walsh is calling you out over this.
What?
Questionable.
So I was one of them, but didn't have an air code because I was in America. And I just sent it to Belinda Carlisle. And I think it was a record company. And I posted it. And I think, here I was, when I wrote it, I was thinking...
And you're turning down boards, see, at Debs and all. Like, no, Belinda's going to come back any day now.
Anyway, I'm going to get rid of
it. You're like 18.
But I was convinced at the time that she's going to think this is a great publicity stunt. She's going to go for it. You know what I mean? She's going to go, Belinda Carlisle, going to my Debs. But obviously, didn't get a reply. Still waiting. But anyway, he said, he was like, all right, who was it? And I'm going, and then he just came out, he says, I'm seeing a singer. And I'm going, oh, Jesus. She's kind of reddish hair. Belinda Carlisle. And I was going, how the fuck? Because I didn't, like, I was thinking back to all the interviews and podcasts.
They had you mention it.
I never brought that up.
Yeah.
Like, even now, me saying this to you is probably the first time I've said it anywhere else since.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just don't know where. And then I went back to my family going, are any of you starting to keep Barry? Do you know what I mean? Because my man would remember that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that just kind of freaked me out. It was like, wow, there's something in it.
What did he do with the live show? Was it Will I done the thing with the book? Wasn't it Will I done that with?
He did the thing with Terrence where he made him think of the word.
Yeah, he done that one, but I think I know how he did that. But the one with the book, it's like, think of a number, think of a page, think of a lion, and like, I know what word you're thinking.
Something like that,
Was that with Willa, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, podcast, he did something like that with a book.
Yeah.
He said, he just pulled a book out, like, we have a library in the studio, and he just pulled it out, and he says, flick, he said, stop where you want, stop. Look at the first word on that page. Memorise it, and I looked at the word as well. Close it, blah, 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 blah. And in 10 seconds, he knew exactly what the word was.
Yeah. But see, as well, what he done to Terrence was, he's like, think of a word, right? And he's sitting on the sofa like this beside Willa, and I'm sitting over there beside Terrence. And he's like, think of a word. And he has a sheet in front of him. And he's like, I know what it is. And he goes, tell us the word, Terrence. And he goes, cunt. And he didn't immediately do it. He goes, cunt, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. And everyone's laughing, obviously, because, like, who the fuck thinks of the word cunt? And then after a few seconds, he turns the page around. Well, first of all, he showed Willa, and Willa goes, yeah. And then he turned around and said, cunt. And I remember someone said to me, no, surely showed Willa. I was like, yeah, but Willa's not going to go, no, he's lying.
He said ice cream.
In front of being all a live show, you know what I mean? So I was like, first of all, he's not going to do that. And Willa and Eric, Willa and Keith know each other.
Yeah.
Years, like, do you know what I mean? So he's not going to do that. And then the second of all, I was like, why did he hesitate? If he had the word written on the page,
you go, what?
Immediately you'd go, cunt.
So you think he...
He had a way of writing it.
Oh.
I think he had a pen up his sleeve.
Yeah, but still takes some skill, that.
Yeah, but if you, yeah, a sleight of hand. You could, no, Jenny, well, he's a magician. It's all sleight of hand.
It is all sleight of hand, but in front of 2,000, 3,000. When was it? The Vicar Street one, was it?
No, it was in the stadium, but there's no one behind him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So if he's sitting on the sofa, he's facing the audience.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? And he's just bang, that's what I think happened there. That's why he hesitated. Because he's like, cunt, see you, and are you sure? Bang, 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 bang. The fella's a professional as well. It's not me doing it.
He was doing something on Saturday, which was kind of like he said in our podcast that he doesn't really like. Will, I was saying that he went to a medium, to, you know, about talk about his
about man, his waist,
sister and all that. Yeah. And he says, "No, you're going to have to see an extra large." So he says, and Will, I says, "Oh no, you know, she was able to tell me so." And Keith is very skeptical about those people.
Yeah,
he's like, look, he says, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe.
Yes.
Says, I personally don't believe in that. He says, and I think some of those people are profiting on people's grief,
yes,
and vulnerability and all that. And then on Saturday he was doing these things, like he was throwing frisbees out into the audience, and whoever caught it, he says, right, you stand up, I'm going to talk to you. And people were before the show, people were filling, if you wanted to contact a dead one, you fill in your name, your initial or whatever, and then it gets pulled out of a box and he goes, right, who is TF, and they'll stand up. But then when he was talking to them, he was like, he was communicating via his dead dad, and he has an urn and his dad's ashes are on the stage.
Keith said that.
Yeah So Keith's communicating through his own dad. He says, my dad's in the afterworld and he's talking to these people, and who do you want to talk to? And people were getting like, were crying,
as you would, yeah,
getting upset. And I was kind of going, Jesus. But then when he was doing he was able to tell them stuff that only they would know, if you know what I mean. So that was a little bit freaky. No, I didn't see Keith afterwards. Well, I went to the after party. I just went home because I was kind of shook. But I'd love to speak to him and go,
how would you do it?
Well, not even that, but I thought you went into all that. But and I think he's going to say, yeah, but it wasn't real. I was able to do it because of suggestion.
I've seen another one of those, how that's done. And it's like, you know, I suppose it's different at his show because you're not going there for that.
No.
But then again, you wouldn't volunteer for it.
Yeah.
Unless you were.
Yeah.
So like, I don't believe that someone can walk into this room and be like, oh, Siobhan, I was talking to your nanny and she said blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I don't believe that. But if you go to a medium, I think it's different. Again, it's more...
you're so open to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I could tell you anything. I could say there's a woman here and you're going to fill in that blank.
Yeah, you could be like, be vague.
That's my sister.
Yeah.
And then I've seen one of them before and it's like, they're in a crowd and it's like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and someone goes, Jack. And he goes, Jack. And it's a girl. And he's like, stand up. And she's on her own. He's like, Jack was your husband? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, he died very suddenly. And she's like, yeah, how did you know? And he's like, I didn't know. He's like, yes. That's what he says. He goes, I didn't know. He goes, I didn't actually say anything. I just made a sound. You filled in the blank. I seen that you're on your own and you're quite young.
Yeah.
If he was your husband, you're quite young. I'd imagine it was quite sudden. Bang, you're at the filling all that in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you go on then and you'd be like, the money. And she's like, how do you know about the money, this, that, and the other? It's like, because anytime someone does, money is always a problem.
Yeah.
Whether it be inheritance or who's paying for something or whatever. It's always...
family squabbling over it, yeah.
Shit like that. And you just fill in the blanks. Have you ever went to a medium?
No.
I went to one before. One came to our college years ago. And I went and didn't believe any of it. All the shite. It's like, there's a man here. And I was like, the only person that was relevant to me who died, granddad. Barely knew the fella. Met him once in my life. Yeah, grand. Your granddad's here and he has a guitar and he's talking about the musician in the family. Nobody, and I mean nobody in my family, on my dad's side, has any musical connection. Right. I'm like, right, Grant. And he's like, he's telling your man not to get that second operation. And I was like, on our back? And he's like, yeah, on our back. Now, bear in mind, this is my dad's dad.
Right.
Nothing to do with me, man.
Right.
Right? Mm. I was like, Grant, no problem. So... after, and my man rings me, how's your grand, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, mate, he said, don't get the second back operation. And my man's like, I knew my man suffered with her back. But then again, all women suffer with their back, especially if they're having five kids.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I was like, he said, don't get your second back operation. And my man goes, that's grand, because I never had the first. And I was like, all right, so that's that, out the window. But there was other shit they said, and I was like, that's bollocks. So like the music thing, I vaguely remember it because I just discarded loads of it, you know what I mean? Because it was all bullshit. And then there was one thing that was said and I was like, whoa, that was freaky. So she's like, your dad's sitting here with his brother, right? And I was like, right, so that's, your granddad's sitting here with his brother. So I was like, if that's my granddad's brother, that's my dad's uncle. And I'm like, I don't, there's no one there. For, like, I don't know my dad's uncle, blah, blah, blah. So I said it to my ma. I was like, my granddad's brother, my dad's uncle. And my ma was like, no, doesn't have any brothers. Your dad doesn't have any uncles or whatever. And that was grand. Went back to my ma's then. And there was a picture on the fridge. And to my granddad and a fella sitting in the pub. And I was like, who's that? And my ma was like, oh, a woman gave that to me and walked. That's your granddad and his cousin. They were reared together. Like brothers. So I was like, that's okay. a bit much.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that was...
There are things I still think that can't be explained. I remember years ago as well, when I was a teenager, my ma used to walk in the rotunda in the catering department, right? And she was walking with this one of our friends, and her daughter was studying astronomy and astrology in Oxford University, right? And she was home, and she wanted to, you know... So basically, what she did was she came to our gaff, and my ma was able to tell them exactly what time of day we were born. So she was able to see where the planets were aligned and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But she started telling me stuff, and even to this day, my ma even brings it up and goes, she told me, right now, I suppose the odds are it could happen, but she told me, like she said one or two vague things. She said, you're going to love two women.
Yeah,
I mean, that could be your man, your wife.
Yeah, or your man, your daughter.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Exactly. You know, so we kind of went, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But she also said, you're going to have twins. And I have twins, you know. But again, statistically, a lot of people are going to have twins. Like, you know what I mean? But one thing she said to me as well was, you will make a success for yourself in the not in the entertainment, in the arts.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was always writing. And I used to win prizes in school for stories, short stories and all that. Like, you know, me mad always thought I was going to become an author or something like that. You know, write books and screenplays and all that. But when you look now, what I'm doing now, kind of right in the arts. And podcasting now is an art as well.
Well, I mean, technically,
The astrologer said to me as well, one thing, Eric, never, ever get involved in the occult. And I was like, why? She's just promise me you'll never ever get involved in the occult. So, and you know, growing up, lads would be like, oh, am I going to do a Ouija board tonight? I'd avoid it. I mean, mainly because I shit myself.
Yeah.
But also, I also heard that voice and going, what does she mean by that? You know, a voice.
Yeah, not
like,
going to chance it.
Yeah, she said, just promise me you'll never get involved. And I was going, right, no, but I like, you know. There's part of me also kind of going, I'm kind of tempted now.
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen, like, you know.
Like, again, but I just think it's all... You're all susceptible to that.
Yeah.
Like, no one goes to me. No one's like, do you know what? My life is great. I'm going to ring a medium. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think people want some closure, want some answers. And again, like Keith was saying to Willa, if that's what gives you the answers you're looking for, go ahead.
Good
luck. You know what I mean? But I know some people kind of, they hang their hat on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Real
medium told me to leave this job and go and do this. And you're like, what are you talking about, me?
And now I'm broke.
Yeah. But again, it's always very vague. You're going to love two women. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
You need to, like
having an affair. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it needs to be concrete. You know what I mean? Like,
Give me names.
Your son is going to be a teacher. Like, I worked for a fella and his man went to medium and said, your son's going to wear a collar. So your son's going to be a priest, like, you know what I mean? And he was from Galway, so it wouldn't be uncommon for people down that neck of the woods to have family, that as well, to have family whose son would go on to be in the clergy or whatever. But, like, he walked at me, you know what I mean? So I was like, he didn't
work out.
So, yeah, look, if there's any mediums out there that want to come on, give us a shout and we'll see.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows, you was out doing a show.
We're doing our live podcast show, Calvin, yeah.
Where and when?
The Ambassador on March the 6th. It's our biggest one yet. Like, the last one, we only did one before. It's our biggest one yet. It's the second one we've done. But, no, the first one obviously was in the Laughter Lounge, and now we're in the Ambassador. We can't reveal too much about it. You know, I hate being that prick.
Oh, yeah.
Big news coming soon, all that shit. But we are, this week, we're kind of going to do a couple of, we're going to release a couple of videos which are guest reveals of who the guests are. Now, we think a lot of the people that listen to our podcast are around our age, and that's grand, outfielders and all that. But it's amazing the amount of youngfellas now are coming up and going, love the Blading podcast.
Yeah.
But having said that, we will, on the night itself, like, there's going to be, what we did in the last one was, we injected energy into the show. There's a few rave alerts.
Right.
So we're going to do that again because people fucking loved it. So we'd walk out at the start, Calvin, and go, me and Will, I'd have a bit of banter with the crowd and go, right, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear that sound and an air siren, I'm going to come on, I want everybody up on their feet. We're going to lose it for 30 seconds and then a big rave tune kicks in and the place kicks off.
Walking, yeah.
So we're all up like that, dancing away. And then it just stops suddenly. And then, like, we had Roddy Collins on as our guest. So we'd be interviewing Roddy. And then the rival air would come on and go, sorry, Roddy. And we get up. And Roddy's like, that guy, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And then as soon as it stops, it sits straight back down and go, so, yeah. Roddy, what was that, a Carlisle? But then when the next one came on, he got up himself and he's like, yeah. Oh, I might as well fucking do it. Like, yeah. You know? But it was great. So we're going to bring that in. We haven't announced yet, but I'll give you a little exclusive. We have a DJ who's going to come in, and he's one of the DJs that we would have danced a lot to when we used to go raving in Sides and all that. Liam Dollard's his name.
Right.
And anyone of our vintage will know who Liam Dollard
is. Yeah, he was completely over my head.
He was the god.
Yeah.
And still walking today. Like, he was the god of the Dublin dance scene. Like, you know what I mean? So he's going to come in and wreck it for a while at the end of the show, kind of thing. And we're just going to have a big rave at the end.
And where can you get the tickets? Ticketmaster?
Ticketmaster, the usual place, MCD and all that. Yeah, yeah. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Right, Eric, thanks for coming in and joining me. You're going to stick around. We're going to do a quick bonus episode.
Love it. Love to do that.
Right, take us out, Siobhan. Before we go, we just wanted to give a shout out to Roy Style Furniture for supporting the podcast. Is your gaff overdue some TLC? Sort it all at once with Roy Style Furniture. They've got proper quality stuff. Sofas, beds, dining sets, and the house package is unreal. And you're supporting an Irish family-run business that actually knows what they're talking about. Plus, they're in Font Hill, Belgard, and now Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Font Hill and Omni, so there's no excuse. Get down and get the gaff sorted. Visit www.roystyle.ie. Right price, right style, right now.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and low. When you finish that. The Hypnocker.